You take a look at the numbers, coach, and you know, you say, boy, this Cowboy defense is terrible. 600 yards here or there, but you watch the tape. What is it that they do well that you're kind of warning your team against?
One of the best at turning the ball over. They do a great job, you know, you still see a lot of talent. You know, you got the first round draft pick at the corner, you got the one they paid the high price, you got some great defensive linemen. Fortunately for us, a couple of them are hurt, so that doesn't hurt our cause. So we're delighted to see that. But you know, DeMarcus Ware and Hatcher and those company are as good as anybody we face. So they'll be all revved up, looking to get after us and inflict as much punishment and harm as they can on our offense. So we know we're going to have our hands full.
Now that you have a season full of tape on them, is it your traditional Monty Kiffin cover two all the time, or do they mix things up with their coverage as well?
That's a misnomer that, you know, is spread there. He's never, ever been a cover two guy as a base coverage. That's always been a coverage he's used. It's a coverage that they originated the development of that thing, and he deserves all the credit for it because it's a pain in the neck. But he always has played a lot of single high, and he's always mixed in you know, a fair quotient of man coverage and what we call funnel coverage, where there's somebody that's free in the middle reading the quarterback's eyes. But, you know, he's never been a huge blitz guy. He's kind of mixed it at the opportune time. And because of that, it's been very effective. He's actually gotten a little more sophisticated. He's using a little more sophistication in some of his blitz packages that cause you to make some significant adjustments in your protection, which is, you know, it's always a pain in the neck when you got to do something different, and he makes you do that. You know, he plays three different variations of a five down look. So, you know, usually it's one way, hey, it's this way, and that's it. He's got three different ways of getting to it, and you got to adjust accordingly. So, it's a very sophisticated defense that has a lot of talented players.
If we can't go for them, how does that change the dynamic?
Say it again.
If Sean Lee can't go for them, how
does
that change?
Yeah, I don't think he is going to go. I mean, unless you've heard something different, you know, it's just you lose a great player. Anytime you lose a great player, it hurts your performance. But, you know, they've got some guys that are pretty good behind them. Sims was a hell of a football player, still a hell of a football player, and probably has as much speed as any linebacker in the league. So if he's the guy that's taking his place, you know, it's not like there's a huge fall off.
Well, Jakeem, do you attribute most of that just to the abdomen injury that he said he had, or do you think there is maybe a little frustration when he's not getting the ball as much as he'd like to?
Say your question. Your comment.
Do you think it's mostly, you know, is he still a little bit banged up, do you think?
I have no idea.
Do you have to alter or have contingencies in your game plan because of weather?
You do. I mean, you try to the best of your ability. You'd like to say, hey, this is what we think has the best chance of being, you know, successful, either schematically or matchup personnel wise. But there's no question you're throwing into the teeth of the wind and or the wind's blowing sideways. You got to pick your spots. And sometimes I've been in games where, you know, one half of the game you're going one way, you take a certain approach, you turn around, you come the other way, you can open it up and do a lot more things. So it really depends upon the severity of the wind and what selection of routes that you're choosing. You know, you're probably going to be judicious in the amount of deep balls you throw.
A couple of the receivers after Sunday's game said that Eli was a little more forceful in his critiquing of things going on out there. I wouldn't say getting in their face, maybe, but pointing out mistakes and that kind of thing. Is his leadership like that underrated? I mean, does he do more of that than we realize?
He's a great leader. I don't buy that this was any different than any other game. I just think that a couple of mistakes were made, so he corrected them on the spot. But he's always done that.